Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Greg Matzek.
Well, one of those series that you knew was going to be challenging for the Milwaukee Brewers, coming off a three-game series sweep of the White Sox. Brewers had won four straight games entering tonight's contest against the Dodgers team that had won eight in a row. So it was a something-had-to-give sort of night at Dodger Stadium. Beautiful night for baseball in Los Angeles, with Adrian Hauser on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Miller going for the Dodgers. And the Brewers were able to get something going in the first inning. A Christian Yelich single led things off. William Contreras then walked after a Carlos Santana flyout to center field. Yelich went to third base. And it wasn't sexy by any stretch of the imagination, but it was effective with Sal Frelick at the plate.
0-2 pitch. Frelick, broken bat, grounder to second base. Betts has it. He'll go to second for one. That's all they're going to get. So Yelich will score from third, and the Brewers are on the board. It's 1-0 crew as Frelick hits into the fielder's choice RBI.
There you go. Right? Fielder's choice RBI just has to be effective. It certainly was. Sal Frelick continues to deliver in Craig Counsell's lineup. Adrian Hauser very much in cruise control in the early going of this game. Retired Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Smith in order in the first inning. Very quiet 1-2-3 inning for Adrian Hauser. Fortunately, the Brewers went down quiet in their half of the second, as did the Dodgers in their half of the frame. Brewers went down 1-2-3 in the third. Kind of a theme here, right? It was a quick moving game as the Brewers held a 1-0 lead into the fourth inning. Ultimately, with Adrian Hauser pitching, he was starting to record strikeout after strikeout and navigated some challenging situations where he's a ground ball pitcher, right? So when Bryce Durang has an opportunity to get a glove on a ball and it gets away from his glove, it sort of catches your attention. That happened twice in the fourth inning. An infield single from Mookie Betts. Then you had Freddie Freeman grounding into a fielder's choice. Betts was ultimately safe at second as Durang couldn't quite corral the ball. Don't think it would have been a double play, but at least you get the lead runner. Well, that's when Hauser really settled in. Retired the next batter on a foul out to the catcher. Max Muncy struck out looking. J.D. Martinez struck out looking. And the Brewers escaped without having a run on the board.
Then another 1-2. Martinez takes strike three, called on the outside corner. Another beautiful Adrian Hauser slider. He rung up Muncy, and then he rings up J.D. Martinez. And the inning is over just like that.
So 1-0 into the bottom of the fifth. Hauser still on the mound. Peralta hits a single to center to lead things off. Jason Hayward then doubled to right, putting Peralta on third. Hauser then settled down with recording a strikeout. Ultimately, the Dodgers were able to tie the game.
Hauser's first pitch is a ground ball to short, fielded by Adames. Spins, throws to first in time. Coming down the line and scoring is Peralta, but a nifty, rangy play from Willy Adames. Otherwise, that ball might have snuck through and ended up counting for two runs. We're tied at one.
The Dodgers would get those runs back, however, in the sixth. Freddie Freeman led off the inning, popping out to third base. And then the next batter was safe at first on a throwing error by Andrew Monasterio. Game still tied at one, but certainly the complexion of the game would change. It's kind of when the floodgates opened here, as the Dodgers were able to play several runs in that decisive sixth inning.
0-1, high fly ball out to left. Yelich racing back. It is off the wall over his head. He'll collect it on a bounce. Around third is Smith. He will score. It's 2-1 Dodgers. Muncy stops at third. It's an RBI double for J.D. Martinez as he drives in his 77th of the season.
So the Dodgers went on top 2-1. They would add two more the next hitter.
2-2. Bouncer back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Muncy is in. Around third and heading for home is Martinez. He will score. It's 4-1 Dodgers.
Yeah, six hits for the Dodgers in the inning, and they're able to score five runs. That really was the decisive inning in the game. You do wonder what it would have been if Adam Monasterio's throwing error weren't. If it was just a nice, clean play, you know, maybe you're looking at a 2-1 game at that juncture. But the Brewers' offense really was nothing to write home about throughout the entire evening. This particular at-bat from Carlos Santana was, however.
Yarbrough's 2-0. hammered to left. Oh, my goodness. What a shot. Carlos Santana up into the night and almost over all the bleachers at Dodger Stadium for a home run. Just about the back row of the bleachers. What a greeting of Yarbrough by Carlos Santana. He has just hit his fourth as a Brewer, and it's now a 6-2 ball game in the seventh.
Yeah, it was a 2-0 count, 442 feet to left field. Ball has not landed yet. Carlos Santana with a moonshot. Left fielder didn't even move. Didn't even move as the ball landed deep in the seats at Dodger Stadium. However, prior to that, Dodgers pitching had retired 18 in a row. So there was really nothing for the Brewers offense. Not a lot of traffic on the base pass. Just two hits for Milwaukee on the night. And a very simple ending to the game.
And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Santana strikes out. This game is over. The Dodgers with a 6-2 series opening victory over the Brewers here tonight. They snap the Brewers' four-game winning streak.
So 6-2, the final. The Brewers fall in game one of the three-game series. Adrian Hauser takes the loss for the Brewers. Now the good news is, as I mentioned earlier, the Brewers remain 3.5 games up in the Cubs and Reds, who both lost tonight. So they protect their lead in the division entering tomorrow's Game 2. A little preview of that matchup coming up right after this. More Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.